It's Thanksgiving Day 2020, and this is the New Day podcast from HerbDayRadio.com and AM 1620. I'm Brian Vance, and I'll be bringing you news, views, events, and happenings from Highland County and beyond, along with birth announcements, death announcements, and everything in between. So put down that newspaper and pull up a cup of coffee. Things get underway right after this.
Hello, this is Diana Grooms, Banking Center Manager at First State Bank. Looking for a free checking account with high interest? With our Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 2% APY on up to $15,000. Ask for Kasasa at any of our 13 Banking Center locations throughout Southern Ohio. First State Bank, you're at home with us.
APY equals annual percentage yield. To earn rewards, qualifications will apply. Member FDIC.
I have to tell you about my favorite place anywhere, Blossoms and Buds in Hillsboro. I know what you're thinking, flowers, right? Well, yeah, you're right. But they are so much more. For example, my husband brought home a candle in a wooden dough bowl the other day. It is so beautiful. And the candles come in many different fragrances. And after you burn the candle away, you have a beautiful decorative wooden bowl. Do you know someone who's difficult to buy for? No problem at Blossom and Buds. Your time will be well spent. Blossoms and Buds at 116 North High in Hillsboro. Tell them you heard about them on Herb Day Radio.
Welcome to the New Day. Today is Thursday, November 26, 2020. It is the 331st day of the year. There are 35 to go until we hit the year 2021. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I have no birthdays to report today, no card share requests, no anniversaries, and no birth announcements. If you have one, send me an email. The address is brianvancenewday@herbdayradio.com. Taking a look at celebrity birthdays today, Tina Turner, 81 years old and still absolutely beautiful. Happy birthday, Tina. Guess what? Today is the birthday of Charles Schulz. He was born this day in 1922, passed away in the year 2000. And Natasha Bedingfield, number 39 today. Happy birthday to you. Sunrise today, 7:33 a.m. Sunset at 5:17 p.m. for a total of 9 hours, 43 minutes, and 28 seconds of daylight. Let's take a look at cancellations due to COVID-19. Of course, we know about the Greenfield Holiday Parade being canceled. Now the Morristown Holiday Parade has been canceled due to COVID-19, along with the Morristown Christmas Tree Decorating Lighting Event. We know about the Mount Orb Holiday Parade and the Lebanon Lighted Parade. The Hillsboro branch of the Highland County Library is closed until December 5th. The book drop is also closed. All fines and fees will be forgiven. Those are the cancellations I have due to COVID-19. I will be right back with a look at community events, death announcements, and a final thought right after this.
Hillsboro Tool Rental, 517 John Street, right across from the Highland County Fairgrounds, is your place for whatever tools and equipment that you need for whatever project you've got. It's getting cold outside. It's time to do those inside projects. You got floors to sand. You got things to clean. Hillsboro Tool Rental can take care of you. Just give them a call at 937-393-9660. Again, 937-393-9660. Hillsboro Tool Rental, Hillsboro.
Howdy there. I'm a Sasquatch. Yeah, I know I sound normal to you, but trust me, I'm hideous looking. I live in seclusion in the forest on the eastern side of Highland County. Well, one day Bobby and Jaretta Barr spotted me as I was chasing butterflies through a thicket up behind Mama's new restaurant there in Marshall. Well, I thought, what the heck? I've been spotted anyway, so Bobby and Jaretta and I visited for a while. I was afraid it might frighten them looking all scary as I do, but Bobby quickly explained that she had been married to Larry all these years, so nothing frightens her anymore. And Jaretta said Frankenstein and looks under his bed each night to make sure her old man Josh ain't under there. In fact, we got along so well, they named a sandwich after me. A pound of beef, American and Swiss cheese, bacon, grilled onions, deluxe, with a drizzle of barbecue. The Sasquatch. Get it? Mama's. Now in Marshall at the former location of the Barnyard Cafe. Leave the drama. Come to Mama's. Oh, by the way, my real name is Sammy. Last name, the Sasquatch. See Bobby Giretta and me at Mama's.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of the events going on today. Alcoholics Anonymous open discussion Thursday night miracles tonight at 7:30 at the First Church of God. Alcoholics Anonymous family group open discussion tonight at 8 p.m. at the Peace Lutheran Church. Alcoholics Anonymous speakers meeting tonight, 8 p.m. at the Peace Lutheran Church. Of course, that's located 231 Harry Sonner Road in Hillsborough, also going on at the Peace Lutheran Church. Women's Alcoholics Anonymous, that is going on at 6 p.m. along with Al-Anon, Alateen, and mentioned the speakers meeting and the family group open discussion. That's all tonight at the Peace Lutheran Church on Harry Sonner Road. Alcoholics Anonymous open lead tonight, 8 p.m., St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. The Lynchburg Lions Club is having its annual candy sale, selling bulk candy now through December. You can pick up your candy at Southern Hills Community Bank, Kratzer's Downtown Pharmacy, and the Hamilton Insurance Agency in Lynchburg, and next door to Downtown Drug on South High Street in Hillsborough. They have 28 varieties of candy. All profits go to the community and charitable projects. For more information, call 937-288-2235 or 937-364-6101. All right. This weekend, Shop Small Business Saturday. That is coming up this Saturday. Hey, imagine that. The event will be held at local businesses in Highland County. It will be held during the hours of businesses for those involved, usually 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And each business will have a punch card available for people to pick up and take around to 10 businesses, have it stamped, and be entered into a grand prize. For more information, call 614-565-2283. Not a whole lot going on today due to the holiday, so let's take a look at some other future events. The Knights of Pythias is hosting its 35th annual Christmas party December 19th. K of P Lodge 696 is located at 1879 State Route 73 in Belfast. The party begins at 5:45 p.m. Dinner at 6:15. Bring a covered dish. Santa will make an appearance at 7:30. There'll be drawings, door prizes, 50-50 drawings, fun food prizes, and games. If you would like to make a donation or you need more information, call 937-763-5765 or 937-313-6291. The Highland County Historical Society will host a mother-daughter Christmas tea on December 6th at 2 p.m. The event will be held at the Scott House in Hillsborough, 338 West Main Street. It will include tea, stories, games, fun, food, and gift bags. Girls must be at least 5 years of age and are encouraged to wear their fancy dresses to the tea party. Seating is limited, so please call 937-393-3392 to pick up a form. Registration is $10 per child and $10 per mother, and money is due at the time of registration. Deadline to register is December 1st. While we're on it, the 28th annual Lynchburg Village Christmas will be held December 11th and 12th That's Friday from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. and Saturday 10 a.m. until 5. Lynchburg area homes, the firehouse, businesses, and some area churches will be open to the public. Crafters, bakers, and small business owners will be set up to show their wares. Everyone is welcome. Masks are highly encouraged. Social distancing is also encouraged. You can find a map of how to travel the village at the firehouse, homes, and some of the businesses. If you have a question, contact a_norris56@yahoo.com or ksholden@cincy.rr.com. And we'll have more about the Lynchburg Village Christmas as we get a little closer to it. The Hillsboro Holiday Parade, presented by the Hillsboro Uptown Business Association, will be held. That is Saturday, December 12th at 6 p.m. in the center of town. Hope to see you there. And that's a look at the events going on for today and some in the future. I'll be right back with death announcements and a final thought after this.
Hi, this is Lynn Stevens at Stevens Hardware. Shop local for all your holiday items. John Deere toys have arrived and include bicycles for girls and boys, wagons, tricycles, and scooters. Sleds for everyone, still equipment, and traveling crock pots. So come to Stevens Hardware at the western edge of Greenfield for all your holiday shopping, where we are more than just a hardware store. We'll be looking for you.
When you have a family to protect, it's tough to find an affordable life insurance plan. That's where Encova Life agents like Kim Lavoie at K.W. Simmons Insurance Agency in Leesburg come in. They make it easy for you to have the life insurance you need at very affordable rates. Your Encova Life agent can give you all the details and help you choose the coverage that's right for you and your family. Give Kim a call today at 937-780-3311. Kim Lavoie and K.W. Simmons Insurance in Leesburg. You know us.
Taking a look at death announcements as received to us at Herb Day Radio. The death of Kathy June Bowman McCarran, age 59, of West Union, passed away Friday at the Meadowview Regional Medical Center in Maysville, Kentucky. She was born June 26, 1961, in Huntington, West Virginia, the daughter of the late James Dale Bowman and Fleeta June Gooderham Bowman. Services will be held at the Edgington Funeral Home in Marystown on Monday at 1 p.m. with Pastor Chris Gobin officiating. Interment will follow in the Marystown Cemetery. Friends may call at the Edgington Funeral Home on Monday from 12 noon until 1 p.m. time of service. Once again, the death of Kathy June Bowman McCarran, age 59, of West Union. The death of Laura Beth Embry, age 38, of Wilmington, passed away on November 20th at the Miami Valley Regional Hospital in Dayton. She was born January 24th, 1982, in Wilmington. Friends will be received from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Tuesday at the Fisher Edgington Funeral Home in Wilmington. Once again, the death of Laura Beth Embry, age 38, of Wilmington. The death of Morgan Marie Hall, age 21, of Sabina, passed away Saturday. She was born December 21st, 1998, in Hillsboro. Visitation will be 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Tuesday at the Turner & Son Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Funeral service immediately to follow at 1 p.m. with Justin Tong officiating. Burial will follow in the Mount Olive Cemetery in New Vienna. Once again, the death of Morgan Marie Hall, age 21, of Sabina. The death of Aaron William Fadley, age 49, of Hillsboro, passed away Tuesday at Miami Valley Hospital. He was born May 27, 1971, in Dayton, the son of Clyde William and Sandra Fadley. Visitation will be 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Monday at the Turner & Son Funeral Home, followed by military rites by the Highland County Honor Guard, with cremation to follow. Once again, the death of Aaron William Fadley, age 49, of Hillsborough. The death of Gary Lee Thomas, age 74, of Chillicothe, passed away on Sunday. He was born in Dayton on January 10, 1946, the son of the late Leroy and Betty Thomas. Graveside services will be 1 p.m. Friday at the Mound Cemetery in Piketon, with the American Legion Post No. 142 Honor Guard performing military rites. The Thompson Funeral Home has the honor of serving the family. Once again, the death of Gary Lee Thomas, age 74, of Chillicothe. The death of Albert Al Bick Jr., age 83, of Hillsborough, passed away on Monday. He was born in Brown County, January 12, 1937, to the late Albert and Minnie Bick Sr. Funeral services will be at the convenience of the family at the Thompson Funeral Home in Hillsborough. Pastor Clay Self will officiate, with burial to follow in the Hillsborough Cemetery. Once again, the death of Albert Al Bick Jr., age 83, of Hillsborough. The death of Vernon Grafton Jenkins Jr., age 88, of Washington Courthouse, passed away on Wednesday at home. He was born June 12, 1932, in San Pedro, California, the son of Vernon Grafton and Orphea Jenkins. A private funeral service will be at the Murray Fetro Funeral Home in Greenfield, beginning with Veterans Appreciation Services. Then Pastor Chris Stokes will officiate. Military rites will be provided by concerned veterans of Greenfield, and cremation will follow. Once again, the death of Vernon Grafton Jenkins Jr., age 88, of Washington Courthouse. The death of James R. Hatfield, age 81, of Greenfield, passed away on Sunday. He was born August 10, 1939, in Bainbridge, to the late William and Victoria Hatfield. Graveside services will be held Saturday at 1 p.m. in the South Salem Cemetery, with Sean Raleigh officiating. The Ebright Funeral Home of Frankfort is serving the family. Once again, the death of James R. Hatfield, age 81, of Greenfield. The death of Richard L. James, age 62, of Wilmington, passed away Sunday in Russell County, Kentucky. He was born December 2, 1957, in Dayton, the son of Raymond James of Russell Springs, Kentucky, and the late Marjorie Collins James. The family will receive friends from 4 until 7 p.m. on Friday at the Reynolds Smith Funeral Home in Wilmington. Funeral services will be held 2 p.m. Saturday. Military honors will be provided by the United States Navy and American Legion Post No. 49 Honor Guard. Burial will be in the Dayton National Cemetery at a later date. Once again, the death of Richard L. James, age 62, of Wilmington. The death of Larry J. Acuff, age 70, of Blanchester, passed away Tuesday. He was born December 14, 1949, in Cincinnati, the son of the late Cleveland and Cecilia Acuff. The family will receive friends from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, Monday, at the Reynolds Smith Funeral Home. A funeral service with Sam Flores officiating will be held at 12 noon. Burial to follow in the Clinton County Memory Gardens. Once again, the death of Larry J. Acuff, age 70, of Blanchester. And those are the death announcements as received to us at Herb Day Radio, a service of the Edgington family of funeral homes, the Fisher Edgington Funeral Home in Wilmington, Rhodes Edgington Funeral Home of Hillsborough, and the Edgington Funeral Home in Morristown. I will be right back with a final thought after this.
This is Dan Mayo, pastor of New Vienna Community Church, with an inspirational moment. What a friend we have in Jesus. Who would think friends with the Creator? But Jesus assures us in John 15, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. This shocked the disciples, and many do not realize we can have a personal relationship with God where He is not only a friend, He can be our best friend. We can share everything with Jesus and know that He is listening, He loves us, and He wants to be friends with us forever.
This moment of inspiration is presented by the Edgington Funeral Homes of Hillsborough, Wilmington, and Morristown. You can visit them online at www.edgingtonfuneralhomes.com.
And now for a final thought. And I know this is going to sound completely hokey, but today I am thankful for you that listen to this show faithfully, and you write in and let me know. Jordan Ryan, you've got to be my biggest fan. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm also thankful and quite blessed for all of our advertisers that keep this show on the air. I've got some really good friends out there, and I thank you all. Folks, that's all the time I've got to spend with you on the podcast today. As always, if there's something you want listed here, the email address is brianvancenewday@herbdayradio.com. And until then, I'll see you tomorrow on The New Day.